Okay, good evening. This is Parshas Truma, which of course is focused very heavily on the construction of the Mishkan. And what I'd like to discuss with you tonight is who has the mitzvah of building a Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Is that mitzvah a mitzvah that men have? Is it a mitzvah that even women have? What about Ketanim, etc.? And this question will touch at the essential nature of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So, obviously there's a pasuk, the Torah says, V'asuli mikdash u'shachanti b'sochem, the Torah says that you should build the Beis HaMikdash and the Ribono Shel Olam will live, will reside amongst Klal Yisrael once you build the Beis HaMikdash. K'chol asher ani mara oscha yistavnis ha'mishkan v'yistavnis kol kelo v'chein ta'asu. In other words, that the mitzvah is to build not only the Mikdash, but also to construct all the kelim, and to do so based on k'chol asher ani mara oscha, based on all that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am showing you. In other words, that there are halachos of how to do it that were not really described by words, but they were described by image, right? Sometimes it's easier. It's like if you apply for a job in IKEA. Now you have to realize that there are some things that are easier to describe by image and words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I showed you how to build the Mishkan and how to build all the kelim, v'chein ta'asu, and you should do it like that. And presumably, v'chein ta'asu is marbe l'doros, meaning to say that the mitzvah is not only a mitzvah l'sha'a, it's not only a mitzvah that applied at one time, but it's a mitzvah l'doros for all generations. It's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. Now, let's skip to a Rambam. We'll do two Rambams. And then we'll come back and unpackage this. The Rambam tells me there's a mitzvah to build a house. So you turn to the second side of the page. There's a Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. First Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Mitzvah haseh la'asos bayis la'Hashem muchan li'os makrivim bo karbonis. It's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, a place for God that is set aside to offer karbonos. And three times a year you celebrate there. Shenemar va'osuli mikdash. That's the pasuk. It's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah tells us the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built, that was only a temporary structure. The permanent structure is in Yerushalayim. Fine. Then halachi at Beis, the Rambam tells me, ein bonus hamikdash b'layla, shenema ubiyom hakimas hamishkan, biyom hakimav lo b'layla. You only build a mishkan, mikdash, whatever, we're using the terms interchangeably, you only build it during the day, not at night. The pasuk says, ubiyom hakimas hamishkan. Now, you do the binyan habayis from the earliest morning until tzeis hakochavim. Now this is a pasuk in Ezra that Ezra Hanovi said that they were osik from alos hashachar until tzeis. Now usually by mitzvos that apply during the day, although b'diyeved I could do the mitzvah from alos hashachar, but l'chatchila I should delay the mitzvah until Hanitzachama, no? Nonetheless, this mitzvah, apparently, we don't have the inyan of waiting until Hanitzachama. You can build the Beis HaMikdash right away from Alos HaShachar. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this book, Derech Chochma, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is still alive, Baruch Hashem, in Bnei Brak. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a commentary on the Rambam Seder Zra'im called Derech Emunah. And now, a few years ago, he started a commentary on the Rambam on Inyanim of Kodshim, etc., called Derech Chochma. It's an unbelievable sefer. It's really unbelievable. And in the Derech Chochma, Reb Chaim Kanievsky comments that there's no din l'chatchilo by building the Beis HaMikdash that you're supposed to wait until Hanitzachama, because maybe since this mitzvah is a mitzvah for the tzibar, it's not a mitzvah for the yachid, so we don't have the din l'chatchilo to wait to Hanitzachama. Perhaps the halacha that you're supposed to ideally wait to Hanitzachama is only true for a mitzvah that the individual does. That's probably because of the following idea. Chazal didn't want me to do my mitzvos at a time that I might make a mistake. It might be too early. Alos HaShachar is very early in the morning. And I can make a mistake. You could wake up at 3 a.m. and you're not sure it's Alos HaShachar or not. And as an individual, you'll start to, and you'll totally mess up the zmanim. Right? Because it's still the middle of the night. So in order to make sure that you don't make this mistake, so Chazal say, you know what? Any mitzvah that you're supposed, any mitzvah shezmanu bayom, you're supposed to do after Hanetzachama, after sunrise. Because if you do it after Alos HaShachar, so you might make a mistake. However, a mitzvah that's on the tzibar, a mitzvah that's on the community, it's not a mitzvah on the yachid. So such a mitzvah that's on the tzibar, we're going to say that there's no din l'chatchila that you have to wait till Hanetzachama, and that's why the Rambam tells me that binyan beis hamikdash you could start from Alos HaShachar. It doesn't start from Hanetzachama. Fine.
Like any other answer,
so bidiyevet, that's true, but when it comes to binyan beis hamikdash, even l'chatchila you could start Alos HaShachar. The Rambam writes oskin bebinyan Alos HaShachar at seis hakochavim. Why do I start from Alos HaShachar? Even how come there's no din l'chatchila to wait till Hanait? Reb Chaim Kanievsky explained because it's a din on the tzibor, not on the yochid. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this din on the tzibor in a minute.
Then the same thing of why it's
so the same thing, I'd say that usually you should stop at Shkias HaChama, but again, because it's on the tzibor, we give you the most expansive definition of the day.
You that know a definition of the time of morning, which is more Mishayakir, is more something which is interactive with some another person.
So Mishayakir is like the fluke within Zmani Hayom. First of all, no one knows exactly what Mishayakir is. Right. Mishayakir is Nogea for Talis and Tefillin, no?
Right.
I can see a friend who I recognize a little bit. It's like a fluke in the Zmani Hayom. Most Zmani Hayom is Alos HaShachar HaNetzachama. Right? It's a little bit strange. Now,
my point is just that you're defining it based on being by yourself. But my point is in the morning, the definition of time
is that you're when you can else. Someone else. Okay, Anokhanami. That could be. That's interesting. Now, it happens that Dinim Derabbanan don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. One could argue that the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is also governed by the rules of Ein Shvus, and as such the Din D'Rabbanon that you're supposed to start until at right after Hanetzachama doesn't apply. Perhaps that's the pshat, I don't know. Fine, let's go on.
Era of electric light, does all this change?
So that's a discussion, the Sma, the beginning of Choshen Mishpon, Simon Hay, the Sma says that maybe all dinim that you shouldn't do at night, if you have lights on, maybe you can do them at night. That's why the Sma entertains, I don't know, have no idea what just went off. That's why the Sma entertains that even though we shouldn't have a din Torah at night, he said, Masasi, Biksav Yad, Yasha Noshan, he found like this old manuscript, they could have din Torah at night if the lights are on. It's not really accepted. L'maisa, we don't do that. Okay. Then the Rambam continues in Halacha Yud Beis, and this is the line that we're going to be talking about extensively tonight. Hakol chayavin livnos ulsa'id ba'atzman mubimamonam anoshim v'noshim kimikdash hamidbar. Everyone is obligated to help out in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, men and women, just like the Mishkan that was in the Midbar, where men and women helped. The Beis HaMikdash also, men and women have to be involved. The Mishkan in the Midbar, women helped. It's the bottom pasuk that I have on this sheet. It's a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel. B'chol isha chach maslev b'yodeh ha-tovel. All the women were involved in the construction of the Mishkan, that they brought the woven materials, the tcheilos, argoman, etc. Zok the Rambam, just like women were involved in the Mishkan, women are involved in binyan Beis HaMikdash. And then the Rambam says, and you're not mevatel the kids from school to build the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not doichi yontiv. Now here's the problem. The same Rambam that begins Halachi at Beis, they tell me that there's no...
Why does he talk about the yontiv? I mean, if it's not doichi Shabbos, it's not doichi yontiv either.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, why does he say doichi yontiv?
I don't know why he says doichi yontiv. I don't know why does the Rambam say... Let me just see what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says on this. What's the Doichi Yontif? I mean, it's a kosher cane on Shabbos, he says.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the Gemara says it's not Doichi Yontif because Yontif is an Asay and a Los Asay. And Asay being in Beis HaMikdash is not Doichi Asay and a Los Asay.
Does the fact that it can't be done at night make it a...
So this is the problem. L'cha'ora, within this Rambam, it's contradictory. The Rambam first says you don't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. You don't build it on Yontiv, the Rambam says. And then the Rambam also tells me that women are obligated in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And presumably it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because you can't do it at night. So how can the Rambam say that you build the Beis HaMikdash, that women are obligated in Binyan Beis HaMikdash? That's the question that we should deal with. So there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, but we could argue that the pasuk in Parshas Vayakel is talking about, and in Reb Yitzchak Shmalkus' tshuva, in the Beis Yitzchak, he says that maybe they were involved in like the Asiyas Habagodim. And maybe, you know, it just says that they helped out. It doesn't say that they're doing for the Mishkan itself. It could be that the Begodim are different. Don't know.
Well, you have to define bonus, you know. Like,
so we have to define what Binyan means.
Can they not be at home sewing at night, you know, like...
So this is going to be the question that we're going to talk about. So I know of three approaches to deal with this kasha as to how come women are obligated in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And two of the three approaches, I think, we can focus on from the perspective of mitzvah aseh shazman grama in general. And the third approach we'll take from the perspective of binyan hamikdash in general. You know, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes, very famous Gemara, it's like one of the first Gemara you do as a kid. So the Gemara over there says that a father is mitzuva to mal his son, not a mother. Because the Torah says, "Kasher siva oso elokim oso velo osa," right? That Avram Avinu had a tziva to do mila, not Sarah. Tosus asks a question: why do you need the pasuk oso velo osa? Teipukale that mila is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because right, mila is only mila shelo bezman is not deicha Shabbos, and mila bezmana can't be done until day 8. So therefore, presumably, it's Zman Grama, Tosus asks. So how can you need Oso Velo Osa? That's Tosus' Kasha. Now, there are two answers in Rishonim that I think can help us answer this question. The Tosus Rid argues that the nature of the mitzvah of Binyan, I'd say it like this. Tosfos really wants to say that when we exclude women from mitzvah saseh shazman grama, that's true, and women are excluded from the mitzvah of mila also, that's true, but you need oso v'lo osa, because I would have thought that women are obligated, because since all the hachanas for mila can be done at a time when it's not zman grama, no? You can prepare for the bris at any time, so therefore I would have thought that women are obligated. Come out. In other words, women... right, maybe our obligation, because the hachanas can be done beforehand. That's what Tosfos Rid says. Okay. In other words, what he's saying is that maybe take a broader definition of the mitzvah. It's not only the chaticha per se, which can't be done on Shabbos, can't be done before day 8, but the preparations is also part of the mitzvah. That's a famous Tosfos Rid.
Well, he's make the same distinction that we did between individual and collective that we did to explain Nates, to explain also why.
So another mahalach that we could say is the Ritva's approach. The Ritva tells us there on Kedushin Chavtes that maybe the reason why I need a pasuk of Oso Velo Osa to exclude women from bris is because I would have thought that Noshem are chayavos in Mila, because Mila is like a collective mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah only on the yachid. The fact is, the Mishnah tells me if the father doesn't mal his son, the Bezdin has a mitzvah. That means Bezdin has obligations for stuff that's on the tzibur. So therefore, it's a mitzvah on the tzibur. If it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, so then Nashim might be chayavos. Okay. So far, so good.
Is there another example?
Now,
is there another example of mitzvah that's open-ended? Because it's not really Zman Grama. If we're going to say, I have to do something before 10 o'clock in the morning, I have to say Kriya Shema. You know, but
and after 10 well, so the interesting
here,
thing about Mila,
anytime after for the next
so if you look at so it's not so posh because Shabbos and Yontif, it doesn't apply afterwards. Notice your question is, and some of the Achronim speak this out within the Tosis, right, that before day 8 maybe isn't Zman Grama because there's no mitzvah at all, but once day 8 sets in, the mitzvah always applies. But I see from Shabbos and Yontif, then the mitzvah doesn't always apply. So then there's a whole literature, maybe Shabbos and Yontiv doesn't take away from the Zman Grumma aspect. Because it could be that the mitzvah exists, however, there's just an Isser to do it. Right? So that's already advanced Talmud. Tosis in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Daled says that the mitzvah to build a ma'akeh is a mitzvah say shelo hazman grama. So everyone and their uncle jumps up and down and they ask, one second, how is building a ma'akeh not zman grama? Ma'akeh, you can't build it on Shabbos, can you? It's usher. It's building. You can't build a fence on Shabbos. So what's the pshat? So the pshat might be that there's Shabbos and Yontif doesn't take away from being Zman Grama. Right? Yet Tosis by Mila says it does. Which, okay, Yesh Ladon. Notice if Akiva's right, that before day 8 there's just no mitzvah. And if we say Shabbos and Yontif doesn't take away, so then we understand that Mila isn't really Zman Grama at all. So again, when it comes to pekuach nefesh has to be a much more acute danger. Don't go on the roof. I have a brother-in-law who was once playing tackle football in yeshiva and like fell off the roof during the tackle football game. that's one of those things. Baruch Hashem, he lived. If you don't live from that, you get a Darwin Award. Fine. But if we want to say that it's a mitzvah that's on the tzibor, along the lines of what Reb Chaim Kanievsky was saying, as to how come we start from Alos HaShachar, so we understand why Nashim are Chayavos. If you want to say, like the approach of the Tosis Rid, that we need to exclude women from Mila, because women are Chayavos in the Hakdamos and the Hachanos for Mila, right?
So
They can do it, and therefore I need to exclude them, because I would have thought it's not Zman Groma, because you could do the preparations. So we could say the same thing by Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that maybe when we say Nashim or Chayavos, and the Lashon of the Rambam is Hakol Chayavon Livnos Ulus Sa'id Ba'atzman, they have to help out. Maybe the pshat is that the women are helping out, not in the binyan hamikdash itself. Maybe the binyan has to be biyom not balayla, right? Biyom hakimes hamishkan. But when women help out, they're helping out in the preparations, like you suggested earlier. They're at home and they're weaving stuff. That stuff can be done beforehand, and maybe that's what the nashim are chayavos in.
Woman is allowed to help her husband put together the lulav.
So that's a machlokes harishonim, but yes.
No. I mean, first of all, I know Igud is not ma'akev by lulav.
We passing Igud is not ma'akev. To Rabbi Tam and Taisus in Gittin, on Memhei, you just did in Daf Yomi like 2 weeks ago. Rabbi Tam and Daf Memhei in Gittin says that if Eged is really a chiyuv, so then women can't do Eged lulav because it has to be done l'shma. Like, wowza. It's that's what Taisa sounds like. It's already. But it sounds like for us it does not do Lishma because we hold Eged, it's not necessary.
Right.
It's mitzvah la'agid,
right,
but it's not
right,
necessary.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, but let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam in Aleph Aleph. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah's essay, La'asos Bayis LaHashem, Muchan Lios Makrim Bo Karbonis. There's a mitzvah La'asos Bayis. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Amuna notes, what's the solution of La'asos Bayis? You would think, and the way the Rambam writes it in the short Minyan HaMitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechir is Livnos Beis HaMikdash. How come he doesn't use a Lashon of Livnos? How come he uses a Lashon of La'asos? Zecher Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he thinks that the Lashon of Livnos means the structure, to put it up. But the lashon of la'asos is a lashon that just you have to make sure that you have a place that's a Beis HaMikdash. Let's say lo yitzir, there would be a Beis HaMikdash that's already built, right? That would be a kiyum of la'asos. I just have to make sure that I have one. Apparently, there's no shayla tasev lo mina osrei, which we'll talk about We'll talk about that in a minute. Actually, we'll talk about that right now for a second. The Gemara, when it says that the Beis HaMikdash can't be built at night, so Tosis over here in Shavuos on Tesvav, Tosis asks, But what do you mean? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says Yom Hanef is kulo aser. The Ivne Emas. So the Gemara asks. The Gemara answers that it's built on Yontiv. The Ivne Bechamesar. So Frek Tosis, how can you build the Beis Hamikdash Chamesar? That's Yontiv, and being your Beis Hamikdash is not Tochi Yontiv. So Tosis answers Yeshem Hanu Beis Hamikdash Lo Aser Shu Aser Me'elav B'Day Shemay. They said Mikdash Hashem Konu Yodecha. Tosis says that the third Beis Hamikdash is a Beis Hamikdash that is built. It comes down from Shamayim. It's a prefab. Now that means that's key. It's Nasa Me'elav. It's built on its own. Apparently, according to Tosis, and Rashi says this also, there's no mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah means something that we have to do. The third Beis HaMikdash, Tosis is saying, we're not going to build it. No? The Rambam disagrees. No, the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. For Tosis, there's no mitzvah at all. For Tosis, by building Beis HaMikdash is something that, what's it called? It's going to come down min HaShemayim. But the way the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to build it, Zakhtub Chaykiyaski, it's a mitzvah la'asos Beis HaMikdash, not livnos. And Reb Chaim explains that he writes la'asos, meaning that the ikar HaMitzvah is not to build it, it's the mitzvah is liyachid bayis, to designate a bayis. And therefore, if you happen to find one that's built already, and you designate it, that itself is the mitzvah. If that's the case, says Reb Chaim Kinyevsky, maybe that's a pshat why noshim are chayavos. Aye, it's a mitzvah to say shazman grama. So he wants the answer. And how come it says that ketanim, it sounds like, could build the Beis HaMikdash, if not the fact that we shouldn't be matal them. Aye, don't you need someone who's a bar chiyuva to do the mitzvah? The answer is that there's no mitzvah to build it. The mitzvah is liyached. It doesn't matter who built it. As long as it's built and then it's designated, that's the mitzvah. So Nashim are also chayavos because that is the mitzvah. And then he says, based on this, you can deal with a question that the Sefer Masal HaMelech asks. Sefer Masal HaMelech has a question, is there a bracha that you make on Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Right? You probably never gotten this shayla. Is there a bracha that you make when you build the Beis HaMikdash? And if you make a bracha, when do you make the bracha?
When you
build it? What? When you build the Beis HaMikdash, do you make a bracha? So, the Sefer Masal HaMelech is Masupik about this. Says Reb Chaim Kinyevsky, he thinks that if the mitzvah is la'asos, not livnos,
it's only
machshire mitzvah, really, so therefore there's no bracha.
So why wouldn't he be able to do it at night?
What?
Why wouldn't he be able to do it at night?
So apparently, when we say you can't do it at night, what it means is that final stage of liyachid habayis can't be done at night. But all the preparatory acts can be done at night, and Nashim are going to be chayavos based on that. That's sort of, that's the halach number two. So again, so question, how come women are chayavos in Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Aye, it's mitzvah seish hazman grama. So approach number one is that it's a mitzvah on the tzibar. Approach number two is this razzle-dazzle thing that the Nashim are chayavos in the hachana for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, rather than the actual erection of the Beis HaMikdash. So far, so good. Now I want to go to approach number three. And approach number three connects to the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash in a more real sort of way. There's a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban about what is the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam tells me in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Chof, HaMitzvah HaEsrim, Zok the Rambam, He should Sivonu Livnos Beis Avodah. The Rambam says, the mitzvah is to build a Beis Avodah. What does a Beis Avodah mean? A house where you do Avodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Which is very similar to what the Rambam writes in Aleph Aleph, that there's a mitzvah to build a place where you're going to be Makriv Karbonos. The mitzvah...
Here he says, doesn't say Lasos.
Here he doesn't say Lasa, he says Levnos, correct, and Ochanami. So Reb Chaim Kinyevsky's Diyuk is more good point. But here the Rambam calls it a Beis Avodah, and in Aleph Aleph, the Rambam speaks about a place that's Mukhan for Makrivim Karbonos. That's the same thing. And what do you do in this Beis Avodah? Zok the Rambam, Bo Yiyah HaKrava V'Havaris Eish Tomit. The mitzvah of having a Beis HaMikdash is this place where you offer karbanos, and a place where Jews go to visit once a year. Like the Pasuk says, etc. And that's what it means, v'asuli mikdash. And the Sifrei writes that there are three mitzvahs that were commanded when we enter Eretz Yisrael: appointing a king, building a Beis HaMikdash, and destroying Zaro Shal Amalek. Should be Lahachris, probably, not Lahachria.
Yeah, Lahachris, yeah.
Yeah, it says over here Lahachria Zaro Shal Amalek. Probably a mistake, right? Fine. Hinehis Ba'er. Shebingin Beis HaBechira Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo. There's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. וכבר בערנו שזה הכלל הוא כולל חלקים ושהמנור והשולחן והמזבח וזולתם כולם הם מחלקי המקדש והכל יקרא מקדש וכבר יחל הציווי בכל חלק וחלק. Zuck the Rambam that there is no mitzvah. Again, the Rishonim discuss that there are 613 mitzvahs. And then they fight about what you include, what you don't include. So the Rambam says, I'm going to have a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, but I'm not going to have a mitzvah to build a menorah, to build a shulchan, to build a mizbeach. There's no mitzvah for that. You know why not, Zuck the Rambam? Because those things are a chelek of the mikdash. The mikdash for the Rambam is a Beis Avodah. It's a place where you do Avodah. If I want to do Avodah, I need a shulchan, a menorah, a mizbeach. So I don't count that as the mitzvah because it's a chelek of binyan Beis HaMikdash, etc. Then the Rambam writes, and we'll just skip to the bottom part. Ukvah hisparu dinei mitzvah zu bechlala, kolom binyan HaMikdash v'tavnito, binyan HaMizbeach, in Meseches Mechuberes, which is Meseches Midos, all the dinim are laid out in Meseches Midos. That's very interesting, as follows. Meseches Midos gives us the measurements of the second Beis HaMikdash. No? Yechezkel HaNovi, when he outlines the Beis HaMikdash, it don't sound like the Beis HaMikdash of Meseches Midos. Right? The Beis HaMikdash of Yechezkel, the third bias, has totally different dimensions, no? The Rambam apparently is telling us, and this is something that the Tiferes Yisrael speaks about at the beginning of Midos, that the mitzvah is to build a Beis HaMikdash that's going to look like Meseches Midos, like the second bias. What you do with the Pesukim Yechezkel, I don't know. But that's what the Rambam says. Okay, but Bekitzer, for the Rambam, the mitzvah is to build a Beis HaMikdash, which is a place of Avodah, and therefore I don't count the Kalim as a separate mitzvah. Now, the Ramban,
the third Beis HaMikdash will be replicated going to the second one, to the second Beis HaMikdash.
The third Beis HaMikdash, you get an impression that for the Rambam, the third Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah to build the third Beis HaMikdash.
In other words, the features that were in the first Beis HaMikdash are not the second, which there are many. Will or will not be in the third.
In the third Beis HaMikdash, they'll have those features.
Uh-huh.
They'll have those features. But the third Beis HaMikdash will have the dimensions of the second. Meseches Midos is about the dimensions.
Yeah, right.
Now, that's also... Okay. Now, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. The Ramban writes that also we don't count Chalokim as a separate mitzvah. Right? Everyone agrees that something that's a detail within a larger structure doesn't count as one of the 613. But the Ramban says it very differently than the Rambam. Let's look at the underlying parts in the Ramban. Kulam chalokim mechalkei ha'avoda ha'metzuva mimenu yisparach biyomim ha'ne'morim bahem u'kvar nisbar she'ein monim chalkei ha'metzus. The Ramban, I should say, is telling me that the big day kuhuna is a chelek of the mitzvah of the avoda. Vilachain, and therefore, lo nimna anachnu asiyas hashulchan v'amenorah v'amizbeach mitzvah. Right, the Ramban also says that we don't count building the Beis HaMikdash. We don't count, excuse me, building a mizbeach as a mitzvah. Mipnei shenitzdavinu losum lechem lefnei Hashem tamid. Mitziv olson behechshah avodah hazol she losum also b'shulchan mitu'ar kein v'she yisudar alav b'inyan kein. Zuck the Ramban, how come the Shulchan is not a separate mitzvah? Because the Shulchan is a chelek of a larger structure called Lechem Aponim. The Torah has a mitzvah of Lechem Aponim, and I need the Shulchan in order to do the mitzvah of Lechem Aponim. So both the Rambam and the Ramban hold that there's no mitzvah of making a shulchan. But the Rambam is saying that making a shulchan is a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash, the kelim are chelek of the bayis, and the Ramban is saying the kelim ain't no chelek of no bayis, but the kelim are a chelek of the avoda that is done on those kelim. Right? That's what the Ramban says. Oh. V'lo huchshar be'enai. Two lines in the bottom of the Ramban. V'lo huchshar be'enai hatam shekatav bo harav. She'omer shem chelek mechelke hamikdash. Lefi she'en hakelim chelek min habayis. No? You buy a house, it comes unfurnished, no? The kelim are not a chelek of the bayis. So therefore, I don't like what the Rambam says. Right? Etc. Now, the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban, in theory, is the Aron a separate mitzvah? You see, the Ramban tells me that you really should count a separate mitzvah of Asiyas HaAron. Because the reason why I don't have the Shulchan as a mitzvah is because I do stuff on the Shulchan. Right? Lechem Aponim. The Mizbeach is not a mitzvah because I'm makriv on the Mizbeach. But I don't do nothing on the Aron.
Sprinkling
the dam on Yom HaKippurim. So that's what Chaim Kinyevsky's kasha. The Chaim Kinyevsky says, Al-Kerchacha, that's not necessary, because in Beis HaMikdash Sheni, they didn't have an Aron, and they still had the sprinkling of the dam. But on Eben Shasiya. No? Okay. Apparently. He has this in, I don't remember, in Halacha Vav. In Halacha Vav. In the Bir Halach and Derech Emuna, he has this. Hine Haramban Hikshar Rabbeinu Shalomana Ha'aram Neisha'enu Noeg L'doros, right, etc. So he says, Mahuk Shalomei Aron. There is a Hikshar L'tzer HaHazol Shabein Habadim. That's your kasha, right? That's what Chaim Kinyevsky asks. You need it for the Hazol Shabein Habadim. So he says, V'imishum she'enu ma'akev, then the bayis sheni, they were mazin, b'li aron, rak al mekomo. So then, we should also count the mizbach ha'ketores, because the Gemara in Zvachim Nuntas says that if you don't have a mizbach ha'ketores, you can still bring the ketores b'mkomo. V'shema sfirulei l'ramban, she'ikar ha'aron nasa l'haniach bo haluchos. Okay. But b'kitzer, the Ramban says that Asiyas Ha'aron should be a separate mitzvah. For the Rambam, it's not a separate mitzvah because it's part of the bayis. So far, so good? Now, Reb Usher Weiss, in his Sefer on Chumash, says that maybe the Rambam and the Ramban are arguing fundamentally about what is the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam is telling me that the Beis HaMikdash is a makom avoda. It's a place where we are makriv karbanos, a place where we're oil l'rego, it's a place where we connect to the divine. And that's how the Rambam phrases it, beis avoda. And the Rambam says, bayis muchan for hakravas karbanos. For the Ramban, though, the beis hamikdash is not the same as the avoda. The avoda is a din in the kelim. The beis hamikdash for the Ramban is a makam of hashras hashchina, independent of the avoda that's done. There's one place on earth where the Ribbono Shel Olam manifests himself differently than anywhere else. That's the Mikdash. Also, in Mikdash Shachati Pesachim, Zok the Ramban, the Mikdash is a place of Hashras Hashchina.
Ramban says.
The Ramban.
Yeah.
The Rambam is saying the Mikdash is fundamentally a place of avoda. For the Ramban, it's a place of Hashras Hashchina. And says Reb Asher Weiss, the Ramban is Lashitaso, because the Ramban at the beginning of this week's parasha writes, let's look at the bottom two lines of the sheet. V'sod ha-mishkanu. The sod. Whenever the Ramban speaks about sod, usually it's supposed to be incomprehensible. This sod, I don't know, it doesn't sound so incomprehensible, so maybe I'm misunderstanding it. V'sod ha-mishkan, shiya ha-kovar ha-shoshochan al-har-sinai shochin olav benistar. Zok the Ramban, the Mishkan is a place that's a hemsheikh of Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai is when the Ribbono Shel Olam by Yered Hashem al Hahar, no? Because Baruch Hu comes down. The Mishkan is a hemsheikh of that. So it's a place of Hashras Hashchina. K'moshi Kasov, by Yishkan Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. Hen ha'arnu Hashem es Kavod of Asgodo. And the Mishkan says Kavod Hashem mole es HaMishkan. In other words, for the Ramban, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is a place of Hashras Hashchina. It's not as much a place of Avoda. Now, obviously, Avoda happens. But the Avoda that happens for the Ramban is, I would say, secondary to the primary purpose of the Mishkan. The primary purpose of the Mishkan is Avoda. The primary purpose of the Mishkan is Hashras Hashchina for the Ramban. The Avoda is secondary. For the Rambam, the Avoda is primary.
How does that, what's the
Nafkamina L'maisa? What's the Nafkamina L'maisa? Wait.
Okay.
So I have a Nafkamina at the bottom of the page. The Rambam writes, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. Af al pish ha-mikdash hayom chorev avonosenu, chayiv odom b'mora o, kemo shahoya noheg bo b'binyano. This is in the Moira ha-mikdash. You have to be scared of the base ha-mikdash, just like we were scared when it was around. And therefore, you're not allowed to enter only a makom that you could go. Right? That's the whole question today. It's in the news about entering Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis, the Mishnah says, is 500 amis by 500 amis. And we know that Herod extended the Temple Mount. So there are certain areas up there that are definitely not Har HaBayis, and that those who go up only go to that place. But the fact is, the Rambam is telling me there's a mitzvah of Mora HaMikdash, even Bisman Hazeh, that I can't sit there, Lo Yokel Rosh, Kenegin Shar HaMizrach, etc. Just like Shmir Shabbos is La'olam, Mora HaMikdash is La'olam, even though the Mikdash is destroyed. Then in Halacha Yud, which is a continuation.
This is more like the Ramban.
What?
This is more like the Ramban.
I'm not sure. What?
This would be more like the Ramban.
I'm not sure. In other words, everyone agrees that there is a din of Hashras Hashchina, and there's a din of Avoda.
Yeah.
The question is, which is primary?
Mm-hmm.
So there is such a din. Of course, yes, there is Hashras Hashchina in the Makom Mikdash. We can't deny that. Chas v'shalom. Then the Rambam continues. I'm in the wrong place. The Rambam continues Halacha Yud. And the Rambam writes, Asur la'odam shi'asa bayis tavnes heichol. Achsadra tavnis ulam, chotzer keneged azara, ava osa menorah shel chamisha konim, etc. In other words, based on this din of Mora HaMikdash, the Rambam tells me I'm not allowed to build an imitation menorah. I can't build an imitation Beis HaMikdash. Because, so the Holy Land Hotel model is a question whether it would be permitted. But the Rambam says that the that it's usher to build a mikdash, it's usher to build a shulchan like a shulchan, it's usher to build a menorah like a menorah, and you get the impression from the hemshach of the Rambam, says Reb Chaim Kinyevsky here, and he's quoting from the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reishon and Daled, that the reason I can't build a shulchan, dumya de shulchan, is because that's part of the mitzvah of Mora HaMikdash.
In the same measurements, obviously.
In the same measurements, right.
So then there's no problem with the replica.
Right, so there is a place called Machon HaMikdash. Machon HaMikdash, when you go down the steps towards the Kotel, you see a menorah. They are building kalim today that they should be ready, them, Yetz Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, they'll use their kalim. And they tried to build it to the specifications that are found in the Mishnayis and the Halacha Svarim. Beautiful.
They even built for the Avodas Yom Kippurim.
Yeah, the Machdos.
Right, the Machdos, right.
But the Rambam is saying, Zaktim in Chas Chinuch, that the reason I can't build a menorah like the menorah is because that itself is Mora HaMikdash. Now hold up, what Mikdash? Right? The Mikdash is a building. What? Moira HaMikdash on the menorah. Moira HaMikdash on the shulchan. The Teretz is, it's the Rambam L'shitaso. The Rambam says that the definition of Mikdash is much bigger than Mikdash. Mikdash includes Kalim. The Kalim are the Mikdash. They're part of the Mikdash, says the Rambam. So far so good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the source that I can't build a menorah, dumi de menorah, so I'm pasuk lo sasun iti alohe chesav elohe zohav. don't make stuff that's with me. The Rambam is saying it's Moreh HaMikdash, not from Ol Sasson Iti. Apparently the Rambam is what she taught some. This, I think, is Mavur in the Rambam. Now, if this is the case, that the mitzvah for the Rambam includes the Kalim, so then I think we can understand how, according to the Rambam, Noshem are obligated in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You see, we have a question. Isn't Binyan Beis HaMikdash mitzvah saseh shazman grama? The Pasuk says, Ubiyom hakim es hamishkan. I could tell you, though, Ubiyom hakim es hamishkan, that the din of Yom is a din on the structure of building. But Noshem are still chayavos. Why? Because they're building a mikdash through the kalim. And the kalim don't have to be built by Yom. Biyom maybe is a din on hakim, on the
structure,
on the erecting of it. But the kalim, maybe you could build Belayla. And maybe that's why Noshem...
What?
Because
he says,
"Hakol chayav livnos." Livnos ulisa'e ba'atzman ubemona. They have to build and to help out. What does it mean to build and to help out? So it could mean what we're saying now, and what we're suggesting is that the mitzvah of building the mishkan that has to be biyom is only on the mishkan itself. It's not on the kalim. And maybe that's why, right, Noshim are chayavos in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash.
Couldn't the Ramban still agree to that? I mean, the Ramban could agree to that, according
the
to
Ramban his. Holds that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is the mikdash itself. For the Ramban, the kalim is not the mikdash at all.
So
even
though
I could build kalim at night, but that's not building Beis HaMikdash. For the Ramban, building the kalim at night is building the Beis HaMikdash.
Since prefab Beis HaMikdash is going to come down tomorrow, that's just the shell, the building? Or does
apparently.
It the kalim,
right? Apparently, that's just the shell. And there's still a mitzvah to build the mikdash, right? Al yidei the kalim. It could be. And again, Chazal say in some places that some of the kalim of the second Beis HaMikdash were hidden and will be megala them, Mashiach will reveal them, etc.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, that's right. But I think these are some of the basic points that we wanted to make in terms of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah that's noheg bizman hazeh. The question is, how can we fulfill this mitzvah today? So, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer Mikdash Melech, argues that we fulfill the mitzvah by learning the dinim. Just like Karbonus, that you fulfill the mitzvah, the Shalma Parm Sosenu. So we fulfill the mitzvah by learning the dinim. And again, you can fulfill the mitzvah bizman hazeh also by building kalim, like what they do in Lachon HaMikdash. And you could also fulfill the mitzvah bizman hazeh by building a shul. Right? The Steichem et Tainas, that the din of Mikdash Ma'at, which according to many Rishonim is the din d'oraisa, the Batei Knesios have the status of Mikdash, then you fulfill the mitzvah binyan beis HaMikdash if you build a shul. The Stei Chemed entertains this idea. I should have spoken about this when we had our fundraising campaign. Right?
Stei Chemed is Rabbi Yaakov Yichiel Weinberg, right?
No, the Stei Chemed is Rabbi Chesko Medini.
Uh-huh.
The Stei Chemed is the encyclopedia. He was like a Mesholach, collecting my parents as well. Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov Yichiel Weinberg of the Sri Deish. Yeah.
Right.
But, okay.
Covers.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so there's a...
Yeah. Okay. Everyone should have a good Shabbos, and we should be zochet to build the Beis HaMikdash.